It's the start of university for these students in Sofia. Some of them talk about the stagnation of politics in their country. But there's also a weary acceptance that people who want a better future will leave Bulgaria.
Remaining here and having to deal with all of this is usually the hardest path to take, and not many people are ready to do that.
Here in Bulgaria, our politicians steal, they thief us, but we're left with nothing, the young generation.
Politics in Bulgaria has been in crisis since major protests last year against corruption. Young people played a big part in the demonstrations, and the action brought about the fall of a government led then by Boyko Borisov. And now he's back, his party winning the most votes in this election.
Borisov is seen particularly by the young as a man who represents the past rather than the future. Votes in this election went in favour of the status quo rather than change. Now Borisov has to try to put together a coalition. It won't be easy because he has far more political enemies than friends.
It's during his decade of power that more than a million Bulgarians left their homes to seek better living standards overseas. Like the owner of this bar and restaurant, running a successful business in Spain. His customers look on their former home now as a distant place with big problems.
All of the countries are having difficulties just now. This is because of the war. There is a crisis in every country, not just Bulgaria. It's not good, if I'm honest.
And back home, many people aren't just worried about the number leaving Bulgaria, it's also those they leave behind.
Their imagination is much more connected with the past than with the future. And this is something that Bulgarian politics will have to fight with. They will have to create conditions for the youngsters to return, also in order to make their parents and grandparents be part of Bulgaria's future again.
There is a major gap between the young who want change and older people who look back fondly on the past. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Sofia.